This is Face the Music, an Electric Light Orchestra song-by-song podcast. Episode 175, Cold Feet.
Was that you out last night? You got cold feet out there under the light on the old street. You got cold feet. You got cold feet.
Nervous?
Yes.
First time.
No, I've been nervous lots of times.
Hi, I'm Eric Winsenson.
And I'm Eric Paul Johnson.
And the song is called Cold Feet. Cold feet usually means that you're hesitating to do something. Like, you just start realizing that you're about to lock yourself into the institution of marriage and throw away the key and be stuck with the same person for the rest of your life. Or at least for 6 months until the divorce comes in.
Well, all depends on who you're latching yourself to.
Yep. So, as you're sitting there contemplating whether or not to really turn the lock and throw away the key on that old ball and chain, you've got cold feet.
Are there problems at home that you're sort of venting through the podcast about, Eric?
No, I No, I just, my humor sometimes is about 40 years out of date.
Yeah, so's mine.
So, if I could ride a unicycle and play a violin, I'd probably be doing that sometimes.
Well,
as an aside, I actually, a few years ago, on one of those last comic standings, there was a comedian who, he had a prop with a plane behind him, put on the thick glasses,
oh, no,
the buck teeth.
Oh, no.
And, of course, he was white.
Yes.
Yes, and did that.
And was it...
And I have never heard an audience go silent so fast.
I...
He liked everything he was doing up until then, and all of a sudden... Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I remember one of Don Rickles' last appearance on Late Night with David Letterman, and he did the Japanese accent, and Dave was like, geez, and in the audience you heard gasps from the audience, like, yeah.
But it's Don Rickles.
It is Don Rickles. I know that's supposed to happen.
And Don Rickles' comedy had not changed since the 1970s, really.
60s, 70s, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But anyway,
now that we've given them stuff for the expanded episode.
Yep, now that we've actually given you your money's worth and talked about something more exciting than the song, let's get back to this, where it doesn't really sound like Jeff Lynne knew what cold feet really were, other than maybe the feet were cold, and it rhymed with heat.
Yeah.
Cold feet, no heat. Sing it to the beat. I'm going to buy some meat. That'll be a treat.
Burma shave.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. There's my outdated
that,
humor.
That would have made this song so much better if at the end he just went, Burma shave. And yeah, okay. It was a joke all along. It was a joke.
Yeah.
No, it's a bonus track. And... yeah, this and the song before it, neither of them really make me excited about buying a warm-up for the Zoom tour that never happened.
Yeah, the lyrics, I was trying to think of what I can say about the song, and usually when that happens I fall back on, well, I'll dig into the lyrics. Maybe there's some meaning there. Not really. He says, was that you out last night? One, two, three times... And then he comes up with another lyric that rhymes with night. One, two, no, twice. He attempts it the third time, but he rhymes night with night. And other than that, he says, You Got Cold Feet 13 times, and there's your song. What is it, three lines of the same line? Two lines that rhyme with one of them, and one rhyme that just rhymes with the rhyme that rhymed over and over again. So there's your deep, meaningful lyrics. Really, I can't say if Jeff doesn't understand the meaning of Cold Feet, or if there's any meaning whatsoever. Seems like, well, I've got this tune. There you go. It's the perfect example of how Jeff Lynne writes songs, or says that he writes songs. Comes up with the music, puts it out there, and then he thinks, oh, man, I gotta come up with words. I don't know. What's an easy word to rhyme with? Night? Okay. There we go. Done. I'm finished. It's all over with. Here's my beef with this song. I want to know, and I'm sure Jeff Lynne will get right back to me on this, why the good stuff winds up as bonus tracks on the CDs, but doesn't make it on the albums. And I think what is even more annoying about this song is that you can't get it anywhere. The album it's from, Electric Light Orchestra Live, sure, it's on Spotify, but the two bonus tracks are not there. You can get it through Apple Music, the album, but again, no bonus tracks, no Cold Feet, no Don't Let Go ripoff from last week. I think the CD is out of print, or the album is out of print, because at Amazon, they don't sell it through their site. I think they have other sellers selling it through Amazon. There's one used copy that I'm looking at right here on August 25th, used for $30. And judging by how many songs are on this, I'm guessing it's a single disc for $30.
Mm-hmm.
New for $49. Or you can buy the vinyl version for $87. It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of wasted money.
It is a lot of wasted money.
Especially since the vinyl version, I bet that it's not have the bonus tracks.
I don't know. On the Amazon page, it doesn't show what tracks are on it. Yeah, it is a waste of money, which is probably why it's out of print, because the DVD was already out long ago. Like, I don't remember when this came out, 2013 or 2014. So the DVD had been out for like 12 or 13 years. So there was no reason for the CD, I mean, unless you want to carry it around with you. But other than that, why? It's a live album, which I have a hard time thinking about live albums that I like. I like Paul McCartney Tripping the Live Fantastic because I was at that concert. So that's why I bought it, because, oh good, I can have the memories and recreate in my head that concert that I went to, because it was a pretty damn good concert. And the only other reason I have live albums is because it's from a band that I really, really like, although I don't have this one. And for $50 a pop, there's no chance I'm going to be buying this one, unless I find it in a thrift store for a nickel. So yeah, the song. I think I've given away that, actually, I like it. I actually liked it a lot. I liked the little synth guitar opening, even if it did shoot my head back to 1990. I did like the tune of it. There are like a lot of songs on Zoom that it just starts, and when you've heard that first 10, 15, 20 seconds, then you've pretty much heard the rest of the song that drags on for another 3 or 4 minutes. At least for this one, it had different parts that kind of melded together. There was the louder part, then it got kind of quiet, where he sings words that just rhyme, and that's pretty much it. And then for the chorus, it bangs in, and there's a full band sound. I like the way Jeff sings it. I like the song. I would listen to this again. I would actually go to iTunes and buy it. I would add it to my Spotify playlist, but I can't. I don't remember how this song came into my possession. Either I yoinked it from YouTube, or I asked ELOologist Kai Kuyama, do you have, can you send, because I don't have.
Yeah, no, it doesn't really do much for me. This and Don't Let Go does not encourage me to go buy that. Now, this is a missed opportunity. They could have re-released this along with the DVD in the same package.
Yeah.
There are a lot of bands these days to get you to go out and buy the CD release a DVD along with it, and it's usually interviews with the band, surround sound versions of the songs, and sometimes other performances, the videos they made for it, and a little bit of studio time.
Yeah.
Watching the edited version of them making it in the studio where it isn't the band arguing over one drum beat. And then, well, actually, no, the exciting part would be when they start punching each other. But but you get those types of things along with some stuff. I mean, the last Asia albums, for the most part, came with DVDs showing their videos and live concert footage and everything else, if you're a big Asia fan.
Does it have the videos for the ones from their first album?
It doesn't. I don't know if it ever got released on DVD. I'm pretty sure on VHS there is a compilation of Asia videos. So you'd have Heat of the Moment, Only Time Will Tell, Don't Cry, Smile Has Left Your Eyes, and probably Go and Voice of America.
Well, that's kind of the annoying thing that's bothering me about Asia right now, is that Apple TV, search for videos, there's no videos for Only Time Will Tell and Heat of the Moment. And I don't think I can find The Smile Has Left Your Eyes, which I think is really in a tight race for my favoriteest Asia song with Heat of the Moment.
I think that was on VHS. I know their later stuff when John Wetton returned. Phoenix didn't have a DVD with it, but I don't think Omega did, but then their last few did.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is that one of their albums was Triple X, so whenever you search Asia Triple X, you don't get their album.
Yeah, you probably
you get your
something.
Wife yelling at you from the other room going, "What are you looking at?"
Completely not related, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I guess I can see why these two bonus tracks were on the live album, because the live album pretty much came out on DVD 13 years earlier. So, I don't know, I put something in here to try and sell a few copies. So, here's Cold Feet.
I would have re-released the DVD as the CD as a bonus. Could have made could have made a ton of money that way.
Probably. I don't know. I just don't find the Zoom lineup all that exciting. I don't want to be like the old man and saying, it's not like the old days, man, where you had Hugh running around crazy with his cello and you had lasers and all that kind of stuff. I mean, Jeff's not a showman, and I know he's aware of that. He pretty much stands there and sings the songs and said, "Hello, Cleveland, and here's another song," and that's pretty much it. So I just thought the shows in the 70s and 80s were more exciting because there was more going on, but with Zoom, it's pretty much all the band standing there and playing their songs, and I'm sorry, but without Bev Bevan, it wasn't all that exciting.
I think we're done with this one.
Yeah.
We've given people more than their money's worth here on this one.
Got something to say about Cold Feet? Then call the telephone line voicemail.
623-850-3375. Call now.
Baby, it's cold outside.
You got cold feet, you got cold feet, you got cold feet, you got it.
Brrr. Cold feet.
And here we are with a station break.
A station break is the time we take
to tell you your tune to
WDGY.
Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Greetings, ELOians. This is Mike Hudson coming to you from the southeastern United States, from just outside Atlanta, deep in the heart of the land of the third eyebrow. This week we bring you Cold Feet. Would someone please get Jeff Lynn some thick wool socks? Or actually, the protagonist of the song, I should say, as Jeff is narrating this one rather than telling a story from first-person perspective. I'm kind of glad Eric Paul asked me to do these reviews, because I get to post my thoughts before I hear the viewpoints of either the two Erics or Troy. I also don't get a chance to read the online comments of others who hear the podcast before me. It gives me a much more honest approach to my comments, and I'm not swayed by anything anyone else has said. Okay, so last time, I wasn't too keen on the song Out of Luck. I guess Jeff was out of luck with me on that one. Okay, so I guess I shouldn't quit my day job, right? 10 million comedians out of work, and here I am cracking jokes. Anyway, back to Cold Feet. I actually do like this song. It starts out quite interesting with really nice keyboard arpeggios and what I'm pretty sure is a bass being played in the upper register. It might be something else, but it sounds like bass to me. It's not in your face, just a subtle little something that I've noticed in there. Then there's a completely clean electric guitar as the vocals start, just strumming along as Jeff sings. There's also a bit of string synth pad in the background just for atmosphere. Then the chorus kicks in. We get drums, lower register bass, and a nice acoustic guitar embellishment. Then the song tones back a little for the second verse. Pretty much the same as the first verse, but there are some accents on the rhythm guitar. Sounds to me like it's a second clean electric just punctuating the first beat of each measure of the verse. Then it's back into the chorus again. This time we get two rounds of the chorus. After that, the song goes off into a really lovely guitar solo. I like the solo quite a bit. It's short and sweet and to the point, but the notes he's playing and the tone of the guitar are both really nice. If I had one gripe about the solo, it could be a little louder in the mix. So after the solo is over, we get the intro keyboards again, and I so want to believe that Richard is playing this, but I know it's all Jeff. And it's pretty obvious it's Jeff on drums. But he's doing a lot of what I call Ringo Tom fills on this song. In fact, I've started noticing something about these later ELO and Jeff Lynne ELO songs. Although Jeff's drumming is pretty simple on them, he tends to throw in a lot more tom fills than even Bev did back in the heyday of ELO. There's actually probably a very good reason for this. Back when Bev was in the band, the songs were a lot more complex, the arrangements were thicker and denser. There wasn't a lot of room for fancy drumming, or else it would have muddied up things just a bit. But with Jeff's later more Spartan songwriting and production, there are more holes to be filled. And he does a lot of these fills, I've noticed, from Zoom and forward. Okay, so I said I like the song, and I do, but it's not perfect. As is the case with a number of Jeff's songs, the lyrics are quite mundane. This is another fine example of the rhyming true, blue, and you. Or more precisely in this song, it's rhyming night, light, and sight, or feet, street, and heat. Although Jeff does throw a slight curveball and also rhymes those with sleep. That's what I call a soft rhyme. A word that has a similar sound without being a direct rhyme. And there's nothing at all wrong with that. It often makes for much more interesting lyric writing. Of course, the choruses are just four words. You got cold feet, repeated several times. And again, there's nothing wrong with a simple chorus. Take Don't Bring Me Down, for instance. Aside from those four words, there's nothing else in the chorus of the song except for the widely misheard Groose. Strange Magic's chorus pretty much repeats the same basic thing over and over as well. Jeff decided to take a page from Tom Petty's playbook for this song. Tom's often been quoted as saying he believes in the whole don't bore us, get to the chorus approach to songwriting, and Jeff certainly doesn't make us wait long for a chorus in this song. In fact, it's almost exactly 24 seconds into the song that we get the first chorus. But then again, the whole song is only 2 minutes and 12 seconds long. We get the second chorus by 51 seconds. The guitar solo starts at 1 minute and 14 seconds, which is just a hair over halfway through the song. I often find myself thinking the song is way too short. I think it almost screams to have had some kind of middle eight added to it, perhaps after the guitar solo, before the keyboard arpeggio comes back in. Also, the song just sort of abruptly ends with what I'd call half of the keyboard arpeggio. I'm not exactly sure how it should have ended, but it just feels like there should have been a little more there at the end. But we know Jeff's the king of short songs nowadays, and there's nothing wrong with short songs. Some of the best ELO songs are short. Above the Clouds and Believe Me Now are both fantastic examples of this. In closing, I have to say that out of the two bonus tracks from the Electric Light Orchestra Live album, Cold Feet is by far the best of the two, and thankfully it's not rockabilly. Whereas I'd probably never miss Out of Luck if I were to never hear it again, I might find myself pining for Cold Feet at some point in time. Well, until next time, this is Mike Hudson. My orders are to sit here and watch the world go by.
And now, a thought from Troy. On this week's episode, we answer the musical question, why did both Sandy and Rosie kick Jeff out of bed because he had cold feet. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll be here all night. The doors are locked from the outside. Please be sure to tip your servers and bartenders. Thank you very much.
That joke was old when radio was just a funny noise from Schenectady.
Like it, hate it, what does Madeline think?
Hi, I would like to tell you something before. Wait, hold on. That was my duck call. About the song? It's an eh. I don't. It's okay, I guess. It's pretty good, but I'll just give it a half an eh. Or something like that. I would love seeing your comments. Bye!
Wow, she liked it!
Face the Music, an Electric Light Orchestra song-by-song podcast, is a production of Radio Trolla Entertainment, Assorted Deli Meats Amalgamated. You can contact us by voicemail at 623-850-3375 or email us at eloftmpodcast@gmail.com. Keep up to date on the show by joining our Facebook group and spread the word by sharing the link or giving us a quick rating on iTunes. You can financially support the podcast at patreon.com/ELOpod. Next week, episode 176, One Day.